A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" And Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' And the scribe said to him, 'Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is the one and there is no other. And to love him with all your heart and all your understanding and all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And no one dared ask him any more questions. Have you heard the news lately? We might wonder if God's in our midst or not. As Christians, we pray the Lord's Prayer, and the line, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us," may give us more than room for reflection on our failures to forgive. Sunday, we reflected on the commandments. And I believe if we were to define our relationships, commandments would not be the concept we would use. We might speak of love, trust, sharing, compassion, and in a sense that is exactly what Jesus uses to answer the scribe. He first quotes the Shema, the prayer a good Jew in his time would say three times a day. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. We might give our all for our family, for some members of our community, our close friends, or our country. But our whole heart and soul? Who loves like that? God alone loves like that. Do we trust that God loves you or me in our very person like that? Wholeheartedly? How much do we trust God? And then to love your neighbor as yourself, when we think of Selma, Madison, Wisconsin, Ferguson, the Middle East, and when we think of it again, love your neighbor as yourself, we're given pause. How much do we love like God? How do we respect those in our neighborhoods or governing bodies who do not think like us, look like us, or worship like us? Our Dominican tradition calls us to disputatio, looking at the truth in the other with whom we might disagree. How close are we to love and respect others as God does? Today's gospel is about the authority of loving like God. Lent is about looking about how big our hearts can become, knowing that only God can help them grow as we learn to forgive, to respect, and to love as Jesus taught us. Today, how will you make space in your heart that others might know that God is in our midst?